If you look at reviews for roofing companies, you'll see comments such as, didn't stick to their timeline, or I had questions but didn't know who to talk to. With Victor's Home Solutions, their customers never have to worry because Victor's assigns everyone a project manager. That manager becomes your roofing concierge, and they have two jobs, take care of you and make sure the installation and cleanup are perfect. With Victor's, you'll get the best roofing experience. Call today for your free 21-point roof inspection and estimate, 734-6660. 669-14. All right, as we continue, so great to being back to my happy place right here at 760 WJR. If you can't be here noon to 2, I hear that from a lot of people, you certainly can stream us at your convenience at WJR.com. Do the podcast at your convenience. That means whatever time works best for you, you'll be able to hear the show. And it does matter. We appreciate you being a part of it always. You're the best and brightest audience in all of radio. Speaking of the best and brightest, that would include Todd Flood. He's the attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. And he's talking about the newest Supreme Court justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson. And I have to tell you, just by good luck, Todd, I happened to watch her interview on 60 Minutes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And before we get too far, I got to love Daron Levine, your former guest. Couldn't agree with him more.
Oh, Daron Levine? Oh, God bless you.
Yeah,
well, he's a sharp, bright guy.
Yeah.
And yes, he's Israeli born, so he has some strong feelings. Yes, he was in the Israeli military, as was his wife, Adina. But he's not a liar. He's a truth-speaking guy on a very difficult topic, and I appreciate you, Todd Flood, showing your support, because I support him too. I don't have an answer, but I certainly can't get over scratching my head repeatedly the number of people who seem to be supportive of murderous Hamas. And then I see the protest that's going on right now at Columbia. And in that crowd of people who have held up signs that say death to Israel, death to America, there are people carrying UAW signs, the actual UAW logo. And I feel so sorry for the hardworking men and women of the UAW who don't feel that way.
Amen. I scratch my head. I don't have the answer. I don't have the answers, but I can tell you that Mr. Levin is just one amazing person and scholar, and I've been reading him for years, and I find what he says to be usually very much spot on.
I agree with you, not 100%, Todd, but 1,000%, Daron Levin. I could count on him to speak the truth as he sees it. He knows it. He's a very bright guy. Meanwhile, maybe this loses me credibility with somebody. I don't know. I don't care. I don't even know where we're supposed to, quote unquote, supposed to stand on Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, but I found her to be a very likable person. I'm not making any, I don't make a commitment one way or another on her politics. I don't want to. That's not what I do with a Supreme Court justice. But, I mean, I've liked some of the very conservative ones over the years, I'm not going to lie, and she's probably very liberal, but she still seemed like a very likable person. What say you?
Very much so. You know, she actually has stood up for some conservative views in the Fisher case. She was with the majority. She's, I think, a brilliant lady. There's no question in my mind. I have read her opinions and her dissent. It's very interesting. You know, as it relates to ethics, the Supreme Court. Here's the problem. We don't have Justice Scalia and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, to kind of steer the ship once in a while. Those two, although on the opposite side, they basically steered the ship of what was right and what was wrong a lot of times within their own chambers or within their own court. $4 million Clarence Thomas has taken from people in the past 2 decades, and you know, it caused a stir because there were decisions made. Then you have Justice Alito, who flies a flag that then he has to write an opinion on as it relates to the January 6th opinion. So what did they do? And November of 23, the Supreme Court adopted a set of guidelines and principles for which they are to follow, and they're just all common sense. I mean, anyone that can't pass the ethics part of the exam is not following common sense. You shouldn't be deciding the case in front of you where you have an interest. You want to have impartial, as she said, as the justice said yesterday in her interview, we want impartial jurists. We don't want jurists that are going to be up there tainted one way or the other for politics or the other. So to me, that's spot on, right? Follow the common sense of knowing the rules of ethics. You can't take money. You can't. You got to disclose it as a Supreme Court, and it shouldn't be hypocritical. All the courts below the Supreme Court follow those rules and have a tenure committee that must, you know, oversee them. I think the Supreme Court is on that path, and it's common sense to me. They should.
Well,
and I think you're right.
I think it's great that Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's open to an enforceable Supreme Court ethics code. But as you know, Todd, most of us in most careers have an ethics code. I certainly do, always have for 55, 60 years in radio. There are ethics codes. And if I break
right.
those codes, I lose my job. It's
right.
not unusual.
Right.
So why would we be surprised, nor should we be, if the Supreme Court justices, like all other judges, for example, have certain ethics codes? So I guess this seems to be where we're going, but it has to be non-political and it has to be fairly enforceable.
That's what they have adopted back in 23, and that's what they need to, instead of, you know, possible or may or not, they just have to have it have the description of you must, you shall not take or sit on a case where you've taken money and an interest, right? Common sense stuff. And I agree with you. We all have rules that we have to stand by. Attorneys and judges need to stand beyond reproach because we are the ones that people confide in us their secrets to fight for them, and we have to be candid with tribunals. I just wrote an article on this very issue. Don't lie, cheat, or steal. You'll lose a reputation that someone's worked for 20 years in 10 seconds. So that's the bottom.
Did you say you wrote a paper or a book on this?
No, I just wrote an article on that very issue that deals with people.
Where do we find that article?
Reputation.
Where do we find that article?
Super Lawyers magazine that just got published. It's by Westlaw. It's out all across the state of Michigan. So
Super Lawyers magazine.
We'll have it up on our website today.
Oh, good. Look for Todd Flood. Yeah. He's making news everywhere, as he does with us, and I appreciate your time always, Todd.
Well, W, my pleasure, my friend. Be well.
Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner at Flood Law. That's Super Lawyers Magazine, where he wrote his latest article that you'll be able to find, or on his website, as we continue in focus on WJR.